Okay, good morning.
Morning. Okay, we're in the beginning of the fifth base. We're talking about using muksa for, public abuse, cleaning yourself after using the bathroom. In Yaradu Kishan, which, back then they used to use stones, so these are the halachas. In Yaradu Kishavim ala avadim, if they're all wet and it rained on them and itzbu and they got muddy or stuck in the mud, in Mishuma Nikr, they could see the stone. You're allowed to pull it out.
Meaning this is where the stone has actually somehow got submerged in earth.
Right.
But
so
you
then,
set aside a stone previously for the purpose
right.
of...
Right. So this says there's no seiser, because seiser, we're actually going to see in the next person on him. Seiser is the fact that if something's in the ground, if there's a stone, you being seiser, use as some sort of foundation or not. We don't say... as much versus, even if it's like inside a flooring, let's say there's a floor with different tiles or whatever, and it's stuck into the floor, that's not called soiser. Nor is it toichin, because toichin, we say that we have the issue in the shin, it was in shin beis, that if you have mud on your clothing and you take it off, and it crumbles, that's called toichin. But here we're not, It's not toichin either. A tzvara that has grass on it, there's plants, moss, whatever it is, you're allowed to use it. And you're not worried that you're going to tell it. That's not really also. It's a davar she'ein miskaven. They didn't discuss what about a person, has hemorrhoids or something and he's going to bleed. Levice says they have to be very careful not to. If you bleed a bit, the chara tells the shade of miskaven, and it could be the same type of idea. If it's but we really should have to be careful with that. Don't take a piece of hard mud to use. They sheena ruya likidoach. She's a freshness. It's not going to work. Therefore, it's muksa. Even if you're desperate, it's not really. Since it's not really efficient, you shouldn't do it. Also, the kaneach becheres, a few bechol mishum sakala, because we had that back in Siman Dalet about the fact that becheres is dangerous with kshafim, which whatever it is, you shouldn't do it. But look, you not take. And also, shlo yinatek shidei hakarkashta. Here it says, because also if you use cheres, you might come to go ahead and mess up your inside over there, your muscles, or whatever, it can cause problems. Whatever, you're going to mess up on the muscles over there. It's not a good idea. Ha'ilufana v'shabes tzvor, ba'ozde cheres chalakim. If you have a choice of a rock or a piece of the handles of cheres, because cheres is also handles of cheres which are smooth. Here the chalakim hein lekem mishum sakana. Since they're smooth, you're not going to go ahead. It's not going to you're not going to get hurt by it. But kaneach the ozon cheres. And if you use ozon cheres, shu roi lachos bo pi a kli. Since it's a broken kli, then therefore it's roi to go ahead and to cover a kli. So it's much better to use that. So our savim. If you have a rock or you have grass, you should use grass if they're moist. But yaveshim aim confirmation aim chadim chadim a basar, and they cut the basar. But here you're using something which, again, I'm talking about bleeding. Here it does say you shouldn't do it. The question is that because of a shayla of your bleeding, or because it's or because stam, not a good idea. Even if they're mechubar to the ground, you have big reeds or whatever, you can't move them around. You can use the tops of them. There's no din mishtamash mechubar, that's only by an ilah. The law amel of an ilah, the law of a yerek, we don't say it by a yerek. Who a din, they say, if you didn't cut to the paper, you could also unroll the roll and use whatever you need to use and let it fall in the toilet, and when you flush it, it'll mela,
break it off.
Break off. that's also okay. And if he has to use the bathroom, and he's you know, constipated, to be straight, and for also the mashmish pi atabas, and then before is to massage the area. You go ahead and the way that they used to do it is, could be worse, I don't know, that you massage the muscle over there and it opens up. You have to do it. So you have to do it. Because you shouldn't hold the tzvor of your whole hand. Because you might pull out some hairs. Ella imagish kilachar yad. The hainu sheyoyches atzvor yoshino. Sheyoyches atzvor b'shteyetz ba'isav. Imagish you hold it in your thumb and your finger, and you do it with a bit of a shinui, and that's so effective. All right. In general, we say a shinui. Most malachos we say doing something with a shinui is that it's not effective. It's not such an effective thing. Not just like, okay, I'm going to turn the light off. Let's say I had to turn the light off. It's machinery. So you do it with your fist. That's not being better. You did it with your back into it. You did it with your back. It's hard. That's called machinery. So do over here, using two fingers is going to be difficult. That's called machinery. when you put a glove on, that's not called machinery. Let's see, the mashmish for barza piatabas, if you want to use a piece of metal, a pipe, or a shell, you want to use some sort of wood, the barza, smooth wood, whatever, it's the same thing. You should only hold it with two etzvos. Also, lots of it's for barza, but let's say if you put it, I guess there was a refuah to put it a bit inside. And that would help open up over time. Would help open it up. A feel tchuva kula b'gov. Then that is also lotzeis. Shiloh, which is discussed, is what about the woman who needs to do moch dachok and ben shvashus, and she has to go for shalosh shudis. Can she go out with the moch dachok inside? Here it says it's also. So the matirim, hold because they say it's all first of all,
she's not going to take it out.
The shailus is a tiltul, is a hotzah, even though it's inside you.
It's an Indian though.
But the post can say that since it's on the matirim say it's like a malbush, since she wants it there. She wants it there, and it's something which is normal to a certain degree. So it's considered a malbush, and therefore there's no problem. Would in any sort of internal, internal IUD or any of these types of things, also there's no problem with hoitza. There's no problem with hoitza in that because she wants it there. It's like some sort of malbush. There's a tampon. I don't know about.
It's all for part of the same category.
Right.
Either it's considered clothing, or it's what we're concerned about is that she'll take it out.
Right. Okay. But that's right. Here it's in the kuda of question taking it out, but that I don't think so worried about over here with the.
We covered it previously. That's one of the
right.
Not another.
Right.
But
okay.
The davar.
But here it's dealing with the kuda of balu abaguf, and is that considered that is that if something's balu abaguf, is that considered haitza? Now we say you know, the. And that if it's not normal, it is. I mean, obviously, if it's swallowed something, it's not. But if something, but a kupanim, if it's just somewhat, on the somewhat inside or whatever, that would be an issue. Except heter malbush. Also, the panos to stay near b'shabes. It's also to go ahead and use the bathroom in a plowed field. Shema yavo la shvui gumos. If it's a nice flat field, you might come to bury. Bury it and then you smooth it out, and that's a problem of shurigumos, which is either lach of chorish or lach of toine. But im haya stay chavero, if it's his friends, afilu b'chol aser, they should dash niro makalke, because he's mazik. Because then he's going to go ahead and stand mess up his field because it's whatever, he's gonna go ahead and dig it up and not whatever, he's trying to prepare it, and you shouldn't do that. Avanim Yudailis Shvitzadin Raisan Kamin Moshev Chalul, if you have a bunch of big rocks that you set up like some sort of toilet, the Yeshiva Lehem Esadus Vachimim Yukal Raisakisei, they set up some sort of toilet thing, whatever. Mutar Latsadana, you're allowed to move the stones to the stone. This isn't just moving to the side, it's not building. If you put one stone on top of the other, that would be Boina, that would be a Mamash Osir. But if it's some sort of stone which is shaped by whatever, you just sort of turn it to the side so you can sit on it, that's okay. Vavagav the Binyan Arayu, it's still considered some sort of Taka says no, so I'm sorry. The Mishabur does say you do put one and one and something on top, that's only Binyan Arayu, it goes over Rabbanim, it should cover the Brias. Right, this is not Mamash, this is Binyan Arayu, which Stam would be also in this case a cover the Brias, it will be Motir. However, to put the shayla, but if you put two and then you put, if you just put two and sit, that's okay. But if you put a third one on top, so then it's shayla of oil. That is machlokes achronim about your matir and oil arai for this. So that's because this binyan putting two stones up, it's a kal binyan, whatever. Fine. That's shinyan base, start shinyan gimel. Tiltul dal. Now we're starting to get into, Hilchos Binyan B'Shabbos, which is complicated. Just B'Kitzer, the idea there's a few Likudos of Boina and Seiser. Right, okay. You mock the Hadrach, we'll get to it in a minute.
It's not connected?
It is. There's Boina and Seiser. So first of all, we're talking about, the first Shinigiro talking about Boina in Karka. Putting, and Moisif the Binyan. Obviously, everyone understands he's going to stick something in the ground, build a wall. That's Boina. The question over here is about Moisif the Binyan, putting a door, closing the door. I'm talking about hinges. They used to close the door or window. They had a piece of wood. They didn't have hinges necessarily, and they just stuck it there. So is that called Moisif the Binyan or not? Getting to Shiloh's Moisif the Binyan, the Shiloh about this talks about if you hang something on the wall, you hang up a curtain on a wall, for instance, is that Moisif the Binyan or not? Permanent, different questions about that. When you get into Shinyan Dalim, like Binyan Bekalim, and Binyan Bekalim is a machlokes about whether it's a Bakum Patish or whether it's also some sort of Boina. Seiser is only is a malacha which, like kibui, is a malacha because you're just destroying. However, seiser is different. But kibui, we say you need to have the case if you want the pecham. That was a malacha in the Mishkan that they needed the pecham to go ahead, and they needed ashes or the pecham to go ahead and light like fires and stuff. But that's the Daraisa. By Seiser, if you Seiser Binyan, even if it's, they say it has to be Amanas Livna, it should be that when you go ahead and you break something, it has to be with the Das, so you're going to go ahead and rebuild. Now, even though the actual Seiser does, it's not like the Kibui where you left over with something, the Seiser is destroying completely, Al-Kupanim, that is the malacha, and the Aruch Shulchan talks about it. So that is the malacha, it's a little different than kibui. It just has to be al das, you're going to go ahead and rebuild, otherwise it's makalkel, and makalkel is only used in the Rabbanon, which are materium in different situations. And the last thing is makam apatish, which is by a kli. Makam apatish is the final malacha that anything which is a gemar, you finish the kli. I'm not talking about binyan in the karka, but again, more than chinyan dalet. I'll just mention a little bit here. So we have a dama, is that with matir v'patish, it's kasha achroyin. Everyone asked the question: if you go ahead and you build something, the chora, you're also chayim to matir v'patish. anything you do to go ahead, any malacha you do, you're also chayav makir patish. So what is makir patish? So Achshulchan answers, the answer they're talking about when you do a different malacha than when you're creating something, and if the finished product needs a different type of work to go ahead and finish it, like the case is that they went ahead and banged the metal on an anvil to give it a last clap, whatever it did, it straightened out, whatever it was. So that was the finishing touch. It's a separate malacha. It's not the same malacha. Then we're going to get into it. All these things come together in the next few simanim. So we'll start. Katachalon. You have a piece of wood which you close up the window. You're allowed to stick it in even if it's not tied onto the building, to the house. So we don't mean that it's moisif on the binyan. We don't say it's moisif on the binyan. We're going to see by different other objects, it has to be tied onto the house, at least it's already sort of a chelik of the house. But by closing the window, there's no problem. as long as you had das to go ahead and to that because it's muksa, because it's a piece of wood, you had das to go ahead and close the window. And if you have a piece of wood that you use to block the door, also you don't need to go ahead and to tie it onto the door. By using the piece of wood to go ahead and to close the door, lock the door, that's more like binyan. But no sagim machshava shiachshava meyesu wasn't, and machshava is not enough. The tzarich sheis kanenu l'kach, you have to go ahead and use it and set it up. And this is going to be the way to lock the door, keep the door closed. The Rashi, highly sheis kanenu l'shem kli shehi roi l'shem tashmish. You have to go ahead and make it, like actually do something to it to make it, like maybe smooth it out, something like that, to make it roy for regular use. Or shehi roy l'hapik l'zeisim. So goes, it has to be that you make it so that it's roy to do other shimushin. The Rebbeinu Tam, ein tar shehi roy l'davar acher, and the Tam holds, it doesn't need to be roy for anything else. And the kivan shetiknoi, v'asa v'maisa shechidu l'kach sagi, it's enough that this use of sticking it in the door, that's called a use. Mishmura says, Machum Tzarek, or make it like a Bino Tavavav, but what maker did, the Chachila, we're knowing like Rashi, or make we adeka, klish malachta laheter, in that case, either way, according to Rashi or Bino Tavavav, it's called klish malachta laheter, or mutu lataltal on the Zopama Muksa, or she's barlea. Vinagar is some sort of stick or lock, shoe yafse, shinoilim bo, vitaipino silva, a scoop of lamata. It's a peg that you go ahead, you have a hole in the ground, behind your door, and they say there's a ring or something, while sticking out of the door, and you stick the peg in to lock the bottom of the door. Or, for instance, here in Eretz Israel, you have the Rav Rif doors. And some of them have, when you lock it, so the sticks go into the ground or into the side of the door. There's a metal piece that sticks in. So that already is part of the door that the chora will be okay. The question: don't eat fei lebinyan. The issue is that's done with the binyan. A little saggy. It's not enough to go ahead and just say I'm going to use it for that. Like I said, it has to be hanging from the wall there, hanging from the door, or like I said, with the rabriach doors, if the pegs are in the door already, so that's okay. How it should be tied on? If has a round head, the hainushu av echame aroshim, it's a sticker, veroi lachtoshva, you can use it to go ahead like a hammer to smash spices, garlic, whatever it is. That is similar to a kli, sagi afilim kosher bechevel daf, you see a string tied on with a string chain, a royal yos nitel bow, and even if it's like, it's really not, you can't really use it so much, it's just there for a simon that's attached to the building. A feeling in a kosher bedelas atzma, even if it's not attached to the door, el mevriach adelas, it's attached to the crossbeam or whatever, it's also fine. A feeling in a chevel oroch, Even if the hevel is long, it'll totally club over. Couldn't find anything at Shabbos. You took a, you know, you took a 5 meter extension cord, tied it up, whatever it is, and it's sitting on the ground. That's also fine. If it doesn't have a thick head, then it's a piece of wood, and then it's a shalom muksa. Even kosher v'deles atzma sagi. A field of hevel dach. If it's attached to the door, it's enough for a thin string. It's very like a piece of dental floss or something. A field of kula munach ba'aretz, even if it's very long. Sheinu kosher v'deles el b'briyah, but if it's attached only to the briyah, tzarech shehei a kesher omitz. Has to be a real proper kesher. Shevoi l'altobo, that's strong enough to carry it. I feel hachi, or you pull it out to use it. I feel hachi ain't tzarech shehei totally. It doesn't need to be hanging there. And I feel kulam enough for it's mutter, even if it's on the ground, it's okay. She'ain't also elik sheshomto v'nicha b'keren zavis. The answer is only if you leave it in the keren zavis, and then you have a shayel of muksa and binyan, and binyan, which would be a problem. That's where you have a door jamb, which is the bottom part is raised. You put it on the in the bottom there. It's only going into the piece of wood or on the bottom of, into the door jamb itself. Let's say. Or that's real chafil, you did it like that. It goes into the ground itself. Harvey binyan, but also lino, but you're never allowed to go ahead and lock the door with it.
We're talking about raw ground here, right?
Hmm?
We're talking about raw ground. Ground that's afar. That's.
I don't see why it's also tamei until you put it here, until you decided to knock something into your floor. It's also
no. If you have a hole in your floor that's already there, and your floor is made out of cement or tile or something like that, and you're inserting it into something that was already made
that's
specifically
attached.
The conduit. So I think that the application is different.
Right. So that's the thing, is that if it's something which is stuck in and attached, but I don't know if it sticks into a wall. Let's say it's in the case of the Rav Briach, where there's the metal doors, there's a piece that sticks out into the wall itself, and that, I mean, I don't know, listen, the Rav Briach, I'm not sure, but it sticks into the actual wall, not just into, whatever, on the floor, I don't know about. Rav Shachori Abatim, you have a area behind the house, She'en Nichnasim Yitzim Batadir, it's a small area, no people don't usually go in and out of there. Imasa Delos Pischa Shatalaba Machzel Shakane. If you go in and put like a door there, or you put a screen or something, Nachem Pirza Shigadra Makaisin King Delos, let's say you have broken, the fence is broken, and you go ahead and put a big bush there or something, and that's easy, you can move, you go in and out from there. Yeshalhem Tsir, if these things have Pirza, no Kim Adelos, Kodim of Eitz Chad. You put hinges in, which their hinges were, you put a peg on top, a peg on the bottom, and they're both, well, this is on the floor, so this is talking on the bottom, they're able to move it easily. Right now, you took it out, but there was. You're allowed to close it up. Even if they're scraping the ground, you go ahead and you tie up the things to close it, that's okay. Well, Choshev Kibayne, that's not Bayne. Shinikar Behem Shudelis, you see it's a Delis. Kimishahayelahem Tsir, since it had a hinge, that's enough. Uncle Abba Choshev can Inlashahem Tsir, died if it has a hinge. Eventually, Yatsir and Tsir don't come, as long as you don't put the Tsir back into its place. If they don't have a hinge, why Elohim Tzir? They never have one. Ain't only Behem, because it's not Nikar and it looks like Binyan. Elohim Kain, are you blowing me in the arets? If they also don't drag on the ground, but if they're actually like hanging out, like a bit, they're hanging up from the ground, then that would be okay. Pesach also the Knesa, the Yetzia Todah, a regular door, regular Pesach opening. No only Bofila Yetzir Me'elam, you can just stick some sort of door there, even it has no hinge. It's dragging on the ground. And that if it's dragging on the ground, it seems much more Doimit to Binyan, this is not Mamish Binyan, it's more Doimit to Moises Binyan, and therefore that, but if it's a regular door, that would be okay.